starting a private practice isn't what it used to be. Today's clinicians are starting private practices much quicker, easier, and cheaper than before. And they aren't guessing their way through it or getting stuck in analysis paralysis. They're following a tried and true roadmap in order to save time, money, and frustration. There is no reason to reinvent the wheel or struggle to figure out how to start a private practice on your own. We've helped thousands of SLPs and OTs through this process, and now we want to help you too. For a limited time, I'm offering a free copy of our private practice roadmap, specifically for SLPs and OTs who are curious about private practice and want to see what the journey looks like. To download your free copy, please visit startyourprivatepractice.com/roadmap to sign up. Now, on to the episode. Welcome to another episode of the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. And today is a solo episode because I want to talk to y'all about something very important, which is why the fall season is the perfect time to start working with private clients. So whether you're a newer clinician who's already feeling burned out and looking for a change, or you're a seasoned clinician who has been putting off private practice for years or decades even, and is finally ready to do it, this episode is for you, so stay tuned. I'm Jenna Castro-Casbon, speech-language pathologist, business coach, and creator of the Start Your Private Practice system. And I'm on a mission to turn stuck SLPs into successful private practitioners. If you're tired of dealing with high productivity requirements, high caseload sizes, and low pay, it's time to take control of your professional, personal, and financial life and finally get the freedom, flexibility, and financial abundance that you deserve by working with private clients in your own practice. Join me here each week as I share tips, best practices, and inspirational interviews on the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. If you're a private practitioner or one in the making, you're in the right place, so let's get started. All right, so I don't know about you, but fall is my favorite season. First, I love cooler temperatures. Also, I now live in the Northeast, and I love it when the leaves start changing colors, and I also love hoodies and cozy clothes and fall food. The fall season brings with it a unique energy that's perfect for embarking on new ventures. Even if you don't work in the schools, that back-to-school vibe is contagious and is the perfect time to turn over a new leaf in your career and start working with private clients. One major reason why fall is a great time to start working with private clients is because there's a spike in interest in therapy services in the fall, and people start seeking out private therapy. Kids are back in school now, and that means that teachers are actively identifying students with therapy needs. The fall is when those issues become apparent. And while some kids may get services in the schools, that might take a while, or it might not be enough for the right kind of services, in which case parents will be looking for either primary services or supplemental services for their children. Since many established private clinics have long wait lists, they're going to be looking for smaller private practices without wait lists to serve their child. That is where you can come in and fill a need for that family. There are also some parents who might have intended to seek services for their children last year, but hadn't taken action yet. The fall season serves as a gentle reminder that it's time to address their child's needs. So that's why fall is a great time for families and clients to seek out services. Now let's talk about why fall is the perfect time for therapists to start private practices. If you've been intending to start a private practice for a while now, but haven't done it, there are several reasons why the fall season offers several compelling reasons to take that leap. First, let's talk about finances. With the holiday season approaching and student loans kicking in soon, many therapists find themselves in need of extra income. Starting your private practice now can help you secure that financial stability. Even if you just see a handful of clients on the side, you can earn an extra $500 to $2,000 per month, which is what many students in the Start Your Private Practice program are doing with their small private practices. I honestly encourage you to sit down and do the math. Just for round numbers, if you charge $100 an hour and you do 3 sessions per week after work, That's an extra $300 per week or $1,200 per month. Not bad, right? And if you're not comfortable charging $100 a session, well, what if you charge $80 a session? That's still close to an extra $1,000 per month on the side without quitting your job. The second reason to start your private practice now is because maybe you've been dreaming of making this your last year at your current job, and you want to make sure that you've built up your private caseload so that you can smoothly transition into private practice next year. The fall presents a fantastic opportunity to start this journey now and ensure a smooth transition when you're ready to leave your current position. If you've been thinking about starting a private practice for a while now, but you haven't taken the plunge, the time is now. The fall season's energy and the demand for your services make it an ideal moment to turn your private practice dreams into a reality. As we wrap up this episode, remember that the fall season isn't just about pumpkin spice lattes and cozy sweaters, although I do love those things, but it's also a season of growth, change, and new beginnings. If you're an SLP or an OT with a dream of starting your private practice, take advantage of the fall's energy and increasing need for your services. To learn more about how we can help you on your private practice journey, please visit startyourprivatepractice.com. I cannot wait to help you start your private practice. Well, this episode might be over, but we don't have to say goodbye. Head on over to independentclinician.com for resources that will help you at each stage of your private practice journey. If you're on Instagram, let's connect. Follow me and send me a DM. I'm at Independent Clinician. And if you're on Facebook, make sure that you join the SLP and OT Private Practice Beginners Facebook group. All right, off to help more regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners. Let me know if I can help you too.